Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth.
Oh, 2 Peter. Yay, 3 verse 9. 2 Peter 3 verse 9 says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but his long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance."
You know, as I listened to you reading that verse, honey, God has kind of stirred in me to make a statement and to ask you, me, us a question, which he wants us to ponder before we answer. First, the statement. God is not slack concerning his promises, and neither should we be. Second, here's the question. Are we spiritual slackers?
Well, that depends on the definition.
And don't get offended when I say that. The American Heritage Dictionary defines slacker as moving slowly, sluggish, lacking in activity, not busy. When it comes to activating and appropriating God's promises into our daily lives, God does not want us moving slowly. A lack of spiritual activity on our behalf will most certainly be a subject of conversation on Judgment Day. As we began to study the Word, God showed us 7 ways to identify a spiritual slacker. Number 1, you're a slacker if you fail to follow God's instructions.
In 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 6, Classic Amplified Bible, it says, "Now we charge you, brethren, in the name and on the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, that you withdraw and keep away from every brother, fellow believer, who is slack in the performance of duty and is disorderly, living as a shirker, and not walking in accord with the traditions and instructions that you have received from us."
The scripture is pretty clear. If you're moving slowly or sluggishly in applying God's principles to your life, then you're a slacker. If you're failing to follow his instructions, then you're a slacker.
Number 2, you're a slacker if you fail to claim your rightful inheritance. Think about that. Your rightful inheritance. Why would you not claim it? You know, if you knew a rich relative of yours passed away and left you an inheritance of, say, $1 million, wouldn't you go claim it? Of course you would. The truth of the matter is this, that you have a very rich relative who did die, and he has left you far more than what $1 million could buy. If you claim it, but you need to possess it. Joshua 18, verse 3 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "Joshua asked the Israelites, how long will you be slack to go in and possess the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, has given you? Think of how much more we have that Jesus has done for us." If we're not moving forward into his glorious provision and precious promises, then we're really throwing away an awesome inheritance.
That's right. Number 3, if you're a slacker, you're not going to do what you're supposed to do. 2 Thessalonians 3:10 in the Message Bible. "Don't you remember the rule we had when we lived with you? If you don't work, you don't eat. Now we're getting reports that a bunch of lazy good-for-nothings are taking advantage of you. This must not be tolerated. We command them to get to work immediately. No excuses, no arguments, and earn their own keep. Friends, don't slack off in doing your duty."
You got to love some of these translations.
Scripture's even clearer in James 4:17 in the New Living Translation. "Remember, it is a sin to know what you ought to do and then not do it." Make the mistake. It's not enough to talk about what you're going to do. It's what you do that will determine not only your reward on earth, but in heaven as well.
Number four, you're a slacker if work is a four-letter word to you. Reminds me of a joke I heard about a gal who got married, and she goes, "Mama, he uses four-letter words." And she goes to her daughter, "Really? What are they?" She goes, "He says iron. He says cook." Anyway, in Proverbs 10:4, see, I can have a joke or two.
Yeah, you can.
In Proverbs 10:4 in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, "He becomes poor who works with a slack and idle hand, but the hand of the diligent makes rich." However, if we're not a slacker, then we have a promise found in 2 Chronicles 15:7. 2 Chronicles 15:7 in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, "Be strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak and slack, for your work will be rewarded."
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number five, you're a slacker if your life is a magnet for malcontents.
Mm, think of that.
Proverbs 18:9, New International Version. "One who is slack in his work is brother to one who destroys." Your work ethic, your behavior patterns, effectively operate as a magnet, drawing you, people of like mind, drawing to you, people of like mind and behavior. That's a better way to say
that. That is so true, too.
1 Corinthians 15:13, Classic Amplified. "Do not be deceived and misled. Evil companionships, communion, associations, corrupt and depraved good manners and morals and character." We strongly suggest you visit our website, www.haroldherring.com, and search for the teaching, "The Six People Closest to You."
Number six, you're a slacker if you don't honor your vows and pledges. It says in Deuteronomy 23:21 in the Classic Amplified Bible, "When you make a vow to the Lord your God, you should not be slack in paying it. For the Lord your God will surely require it of you, and slackness would be sin in you." You know, we don't think that much these days about just making a vow to God. "Oh God, I'm going to promise you." You need to think twice about that, because unfulfilled promises never bring about God's will. Instead, they really let the enemy have a foothold in your life. Notice God's warning in Ecclesiastes 5:1-7. Ecclesiastes 5:1-7 in the Living Bible. It says, "To those who make promises and don't keep them," this is what it says, "Don't be a fool who doesn't even realize it's sinful to make rash promises to God." So when you talk to God and vow to him that you're going to do something, that you will do something, don't delay in doing it, for God has no pleasure in fools. I don't want him to think I am one either. It says, "Keep your promise to him. It is far better not to say you'll do something than to say you will and then not do it. In that case, your mouth is making you sin. Don't try to defend yourself by telling the messenger that God, from God, that it was all a mistake to make the vow. That would make God very angry, and he might destroy you, your prosperity. Dreaming instead of doing is foolishness, and there is ruin in a flood of empty words." So we strongly suggest that you be mindful of this passage of Scripture and just not make pledges and vows to God that you don't intend to keep. Because God believes in vows, and he doesn't have tolerance for those who fail to keep their word to him.
Number seven, you're a slacker if you're unwilling to help others. Hebrews 13:16, Message Bible. Make sure you don't take things for granted and go slack in working for the common good. Share what you have with others. If we live our lives in such a way that everything's about us, then we're a slacker. If we're unwilling to lend a helping hand to someone who has no noticeable way of blessing us for our assistance, then we're a slacker. Proverbs 3:27, the Message Bible. Never walk away from someone who deserves help. Your hand is God's hand for that person.
That's so down to earth in your living.
That is strong. A final observation. Let me tell you about something someone who is not slack, never has been, never will be. 2 Peter 3:9, King James. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should have our everlasting life. God is not slack. Everything he promised us in his word is coming to pass. The manifestation of his blessings is not determined by your present situation, nor anything born of the natural mind. God is not a man that he should lie. Numbers 23:19. Has he not said that he will bless you? Then he'll bring it to pass. Your answer, your deliverance, your blessing is on the way. Don't slack off now, because God certainly hasn't.